were reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4, Chapter 24, chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva, and the verse is verse 28. Ya param ramasa sakshat.
Ya param ramasa
sakshat.
Ya param ramasa sakshat.
Triguna jiva sangitat.
Triguna jiva sangitat.
Triguna jiva sangitat.
Ramasha,
of the controller,
Sakshat,
directly,
Triguna,
from the three modes of material nature,
Jiva Sangita,
living entities called by the name Jivas,
Bhagavantam,
unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Vasudevam,
unto Krishna,
Prapana,
surrender,
Sa,
I,
Priya,
very dear. Very dear.
Is
it French accent? I try to improve it. It's difficult at French people. He. Undoubtedly.
Me.
Of me. Translation. Lord Shiva continued. Any person who is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the controller of everything, material nature as well as the living entity, is actually very dear to me. So the pure poem by Srila Prabhupada is quite long, actually. It's 3 pages, so you have to listen. Now Lord Shiva explained the reason he has personally come before the prince. It is because all the princes are devotees of Lord Krishna. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 19, Bhavunam janmanamante gyanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva savam iti samahatma sudurama. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrendered unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is, such a great soul is very rare. Lord Shiva is rarely seen by common men, and similarly, a person who is fully surrendered unto Vasudev, Krishna, is also very rarely seen, because a person who is fully surrendered unto the Supreme Lord is very rare. Sama Atma Sudolaba. Consequently, Lord Shiva came especially to see the Prachita, because they were fully surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. Vasudev is also mentioned in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam in the mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Since Vasudev is the ultimate truth, Lord Shiva openly proclaimed that one who is a devotee of Lord Vasudev, who is surrendered to Lord Krishna, is actually very dear to him. Lord Vasudev, Krishna, is worshipable not only by ordinary living entities, but by demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and others. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Maruta Stuvanti Divyei Stave. Krishna is worshipped by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Varuna, Indra, Chandra, and all other demigods. That is also the situation with a devotee. Indeed, one who takes to Krishna consciousness immediately becomes very dear to anyone who is simply finding out and beginning to understand what Krishna consciousness actually is. Similarly, all the demigods are also trying to find out who is actually surrendered to Lord Vasudev. Because the Prachita prince were surrendered to Vasudev, Lord Shiva willingly came forth to see them. Lord Vasudev, or Krishna, is described in Bhagavad Gita as Purushottam. actually is the enjoyer, Purusha, and the supreme, Uttama, as well. He is the enjoyer of everything, the Prakriti and the Purusha. Being influenced by the three modes of material nature, the living entity tries to dominate material nature, but actually is not the Purusha enjoyer, but Prakriti, as described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 5, Aparaya mitas vanyam prakritim vidime param. Thus, the jiva or living entity is actually prakriti or the marginal energy of the Supreme Lord. Being associated with material energy, he tries to lord it over the material nature. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, verse 7. Mamevamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. The living entity in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. By endeavoring to dominate material nature, the living entity simply struggles hard for existence. Indeed, he struggles so hard to enjoy himself that he cannot even enjoy the material resource. Thus, he is sometimes called Prakriti or Jiva, for he is situated in the marginal potency. When the living entity is covered with the tremor of the material nature, he is called Jiva Sangita. There are two kinds of living entity. One is called Kshara and the other is Akshara. Kshara refer to those who have fallen down and become conditioned, and Akshara refer to those who are not conditioned. The vast majority of living entities live in the spiritual world and are called Akshara. They are in the position of Brahman, pure spiritual existence. They are different from those who have been conditioned by the three modes of material nature. Being above both the Kshara and Akshara, Lord Krishna Vasudev is described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, verse 18, as Purushottam. The impersonalist may say that Vasudev is the impersonal Brahman, but actually the impersonal Brahman is subordinate to Krishna, as also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, verse 27, Brahmano e pratistata taham. That Krishna is the source of the impersonal Brahman is also confirmed in Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, verse 40. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadandakoti. The impersonal Brahman is nothing but the effulgence of bodily rays of Krishna, and in those bodily rays there is innumerable universes floating. Thus, in all respect, Vasudeva Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and Lord Shiva is very satisfied with those who are completely surrendered to him. Complete surrender is desired by Krishna, as he indicates in the last chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 18, verse 66, Sarva dharmam paritya jamam ekam sharanam raja. The word shakshat, meaning directly, is very significant. There are many so-called devotees, but actually they are only Kami and Gani, for they are not directly devotees of Lord Krishna. The Karmis sometimes offer the result of their activity to Lord Vasudev, and this offering is called Karmapanam. These are considered to be fruitive activities, for the Karmis consider Lord Vishnu to be one of the demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Because they consider Lord Vishnu to be on the same level with the demigods, they contend that surrendering to the demigod is as good as surrendering unto Vasudev. This contention is denied herein because if it were true, Lord Shiva would have said that surrender unto him, Lord Vasudev, Vishnu or Brahma is the same. Overall, Lord Shiva does not say this because he himself surrenders unto Vasudev. And whoever else surrenders unto Vasudev is very, very dear to him. This is expressed herein openly. The conclusion is that the devotee of Lord Shiva is not dear to Lord Shiva, but the devotee of Lord Krishna is very dear to Lord Shiva. Om Ajnati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshuru Militam Yena Tasmay Shugura Vena Pandeham Shiguru Shivita Padatamalam Shiguru Vishanasha Shirupam Sagrajatam Sahagina Raghunatam Vitam Tam Tam Jivam Sadhuitam Samavitam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Param Sahagina Raghita Shri Shakam Vitam Shah Krishna Karma Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namustute Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Hare Vinavane Shri Vishabhan Mufti Devi Panahani Hare Priya Vancha Kalpata Lubyasa Kripa Sindhu Vyari Vacha Patitanam Pavane Vyu Vishna Devyu Namo Namaha Chaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vedanta Shri Rasati Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Namo Prabhupada, Pidina Sanyaya Jagannathya Jananda Bhakta Shikaya Krishna Chitanya Harashimina Rakshitaya Namo Namaha. Ya Param Ramasat Sakshat Tribuna Jivasangita Bhagavantam Vasudevam Prapanasat Kriyo Ime. Lord Shiva continue. Any person who is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the controller of everything, material nature as well as a living entity, is actually very dear to me. So as Prabhupada explained in the purport, at the end, the word Shaksha, in the verse, is in the first line, Ya Param Ramasha Shaksha, we say that Shakshat meaning is directly, is very significant, because actually, as it is explained, there is many so-called devotees, Prabhupada said, but actually they are only Kami and Gani, for they are not directly devotees of Lord Krishna. So that's the main point in this verse by Lord Shiva. When he said that any person who is surrendered to God, Krishna, is actually very dear to me. It's a very strong statement actually from Lord Shiva, because if you go in India, like many of you must have done, there is actually many devotees of Lord Shiva, people who worship Lord Shiva, also other Durga, his wife, or of course Vishnu, Brahma, different kind of demigods. And usually for most of those people, they consider that worship of any of those, any person, actually it's quite equivalent. And there's not really one who is more higher. There are different God with different power, and if we worship them properly, or one of them, we can actually get some benefit. As Prabhupada explained also that the Kami sometimes offer the result of their activity to Lord Vasudeva. But also, although they worship Vasudeva, who is Krishna, actually it's considered to be fructive activity. And the reason is that the Kami consider Lord Vishnu to be one of the demigods, like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma. And that's a very misconception, very prominent in India. We don't speak of the Western world, because people don't even know about the different demigods. So there's no question, it's the total ignorance. In India, it's much more, the culture is much more higher, developed, and people know about the different higher entities and they worship them, but there's very often this misconception that all of them are more or less equivalent, and you can worship one or another, and ultimately you will reach the same goal. And that's one of the practice from the impersonalists. They say that at the lower stage, we can worship one of the five main demigods, But ultimately, when we realize Brahman, we would understand that it's not any more important, and we will worship because we attend the goal, and we just reach like this. They have worshipped for so many years. So it's a very ingratitude way to actually worship someone when you don't need anymore, you just don't care anymore. Because they are karmic, they are interested with what they will get from these different demigods. That's the main wrong mentality of a person who is not a devotee. The consciousness of a Vaishnava, of a devotee, is completely different.
Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Ki
Jai.
Yeah, the consciousness is completely different because the goal is not the same. The goal is just to serve, to please God, to please Krishna. When a materialistic person actually desires to obtain something, so there is really a very big gap between the consciousness of an ordinary materialistic worshipper and a devotee, a pure devotee. It's actually very difficult to understand, if not impossible, for conditioned soul, what are the activities of a liberated soul, because it's completely on a higher level of consciousness. So as we know, there's different verses who explain the unique position of God, of Krishna. Nitya, nityo nitya nam, chetana chetana nam. Eko bauna yoga vidate kama. Both Krishna, both God, and the living entity, they are conscious, they are eternal, they have the knowledge. But the difference is that God is maintaining all the other entities, and provide whatever is required for the sustenance. So there is a very important difference between the God and the ordinary living entity. And another verse from the Bhagavad Gita explains also Tesham Satata Yuktam Bhajatam Tipurvakam Jadami Buddhi Yogantam Yenamam Panantite, that Krishna said himself that the one who is constantly devoted to serve me with love, I give them the understanding by what they can come to me. Krishna actually is very pleased by a person who is constantly engaged in a devotional service. And here, this verse is very important, this word by Lord Shiva, because Lord Shiva is not saying that he is satisfied by a person who worships him, Shiva, but he said that any person who is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is actually very dear to me. For Lord Shiva, the criterion is how much a person is surrendered to God, to Krishna, and that's really the person is very attached to it. And it's the same words that Lord Krishna says so many times, Bhagavad Gita, that he is very dear to me, and the devotee who worship me with love, devotion, who serve, who surrender, is so dear to me. So many times Krishna says, and Lord Shiva say exactly the same word. So as we can see, Lord Shiva is very conscious of the position of his own person and of Krishna, of the girl. It is quite different with the story of Lord Indra, when the people of Vrindavan, they start Nanda Maharaj tried to make a sacrifice to satisfy Lord Indra. And it was quite common at this time to make sacrifice for different Deva, demigod. And Krishna was actually not so pleased, so he expressed he wanted to know. He was a little boy, and he asked his father, what are you doing? What is it? And Vasudev, his father, explained him how we worship Lord Indra because he gives the rain, and from the rain, everything we need coming, the nice grass and the cow, we can eat the grass, and we have meat and we have the food. And Krishna was not so pleased about this fact that his devotees, they were engaging sacrifice for the demigod. So he started to explain to his own father how they should actually just worship Govardhan here, because that's the real actually reason of their sustenance, maintenance, because Govardhan Hill actually give everything they need and is directly actually the person, the entity who is providing all their need. So being very simple devotee and very pure, they just follow the instruction of Krishna. And Indra, as we know, he gets really angry. He was really, really disturbed, and he started to become very offensive by saying rain, storm. So Indra was quite, at this point at least, although we know Indra is also a great devotee, but at this point he was quite in illusion about his position. And he said, who is this boy, Krishna, and everyone trying to please him? He's just a cow boy anyway, and he's just a small boy, and he's proud of his knowledge. And so he was quite in illusion about his position. But like we see, Lord Shiva is very conscious of his position as a devotee. And because as we know, he's actually a very elevated devotee, the greatest of the Vaishnava. So he is always conscious of actually the best interest of the living entity, the conditioned soul. And he knows that by worshipping directly, like we say, by the one Shaksha, directly worshipping God, and actually that will be the most beneficial attainment for all the conditioned souls. So he's very pleased, and that's the mentality we should actually consider and appreciate of a Vaishnava. He's not envious at all, like in this case Lord Shiva. And he said, he's actually very dear to me, and the one who is surrendered to Krishna. Because a Vaishnava is very happy to see other person engaging themselves in devotional service. He has no envy and no competition. I want to be better. No, Lord Shiva is very an example as a great devotee, and he's very satisfied, and he really appreciates this fact that other they worship Krishna instead of him. As we know, like we just said, millions of people worship Shiva, but we should, from this verse, understand that Shiva is specifically pleased when people worship Krishna, because he's a devotee of Krishna, and that's the most pleasing for Vaishnava, is to see other Vaishnava engage in devotional service, because that they know that's their best interest. So that's the main point in this verse, how we should worship Krishna directly, and also without any material motive. That's another aspect of the mysterious quality of devotional service, is that it's not motivated by any material desire. Why a devotee, a pure devotee, he serve and worship Krishna is only to please him. He want to see Krishna happy. He don't want to get anything in return. He don't care. No, his pleasure is in the pleasure is to see Krishna happy. That's a very wonderful quality of a Vaishnava, because he doesn't have any material desire. And also, it's not something sentimental. No, it's actually the proper situation, how to be situated, because as it is explained in the Pure Purana Prabhupada, Krishna is the real Purusha, is the enjoyer, and the jiva, the living entity, its position is to be prakriti, that means the energy of the enjoyer, is the one who gives pleasure to Krishna. So it's not based on sentimentality, without any knowledge. No, it's actually the real knowledge to understand who we are and who is Krishna. And if we are in this proper way, we will be fully satisfied. And that's the wonder of Krishna consciousness, is to understand that only Krishna is the enjoyer. So of course for a materialistic person to hear this, it's not at all pleasing. It's not at all something we enjoy to hear. But in fact, for a pure soul, there is nothing more valuable than the pleasure of Krishna. And Krishna, when he sees the devotion, the narrow devotion of a devotee who just want to serve him, to please him, he actually is more satisfied. And in this way, the relation between God and the living entity, the liberated soul, are very, very wonderful. So maybe I stop. It's quite late. So someone want to have something about? I can read again the verse, which is really nice. Lord Shiva continue. Any person who is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the controller of everything, material nature as well as the living entity, is actually very dear to me. You want to say something, Dad, David? Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.